Letty, and I'm going, and this is Letty's, Letty Loves Life podcast, so I hope you enjoy. So this podcast is about life, just pretty much, and being nice to different people around us, and it's just about my story, and just, so, if everybody, everybody is different. So, if people are different, do you think we should be mean to them? I don't think we should be mean to them if they're different. Sometimes I talk about that a lot because I don't think it's right for people to be mean to just different people. Like right now, there's a lot of things going on with black people. There has been a lot of black people killed. But I don't think it's right to kill black people or brown people or anything like that. Because black people are just like us on the inside. They're just different skin color. So why should we judge them? It's like judging a book by its cover. No. Never judge a book by its cover. And, well, don't judge blacks either. That's just like it. So don't. So, we're glad to have friends that are black. What if you had a best friend that was killed? That's what black feels like. Because they need to be treated rightly. You need to follow the golden rule. The golden rule is that treat others how you want to be treated. So you need to treat them as much as you want to treat them good. You want to treat them as good as you want to be treated. Because if you want to be treated good, then you got to treat them good. So, let's all be nice. So, yeah. I hope we can just all be friends. Like when Jesus came to earth, the song saying, when Jesus comes back, all the earth gets peaceful. No mice scare elephants, no tigers eat humans or anything. Because the world is just calm. So why can't it be like that with black people and white people? Why can't we just all be calm and peaceful and treat each other how we want to be treated? So, maybe we can do that. We can work on it. That's great. So then, let's talk about, how about my story and life? Life is something that happens to you every day. It's like amazing stuff, like surprises that you get every day. When you find out good news or bad news. Life is what happens. And it's days, it's months, it's decades, it's years. Life is just like generations. When people share stories from it's like lives ago. That's what life is. But then, there's stories that have already happened in life. And this is one of them. My story. My story starts from all the way when I was a baby. I was born. It all started out when I was born. I was in the hospital, you know, like every baby when they're born. But there's something that only my family knows, and only some of my friends know. Like only 3 friends or 5 friends know about this. But now, if you're listening to this podcast, you'll know. So, my life story. So, you know, I was in the hospital, just like I said. And, well, there was something wrong. I was very, very sick. If you know what the NICU is, I went there probably 2 times. Actually, I did go there 2 times. But before, on the way. Well, first I'm going to explain what the NICU even is. The NICU is, well, I can't really explain, but the NICU is where really, really sick babies go. Just where really, really sick babies go to try and heal. So I went there twice. But on the way there, I died 2 times. 2 times I died. My dad and mom had to see me die 2 times. Good thing they had an oxygen tank. So they gave me oxygen. The doctors did. My mom and dad are so lucky to have me in their lives. That's what they always say almost every day. Because I died 2 times. I wonder how horrible it would be for them to have to see someone die 2 times and come back to life. It took me about 3 weeks or 6 days, I don't know, to get out of the hospital. Usually it only takes them like 2 days to get out of the hospital. Because they got to get used to everything. Like their mom and everything. So, yeah. So, I wasn't out of the hospital for a long, long, long time. So, it's just pretty much my baby story. But, yeah. But I knew that when I was a baby, when I was growing up, like, I know that I have the gift of music. I take singing classes. And I take piano classes. I used to take dance classes. And I used to hum the music that was there in my head. And I used to sing. I write my own songs, and I want to be a musician when I grow up. So then, that's how I know. So, I sing a lot of songs. I can sing. One of the first songs I was singing when I was like a toddler was I Am a Child of God. I just took this little bike all around the front room and around the house over and over again singing I Am a Child of God. And my dog Moses, who is not alive now because he had cancer, he was just watching me. And I remember the memories from when I was a teensy little girl, when I was pretty much a toddler, like 4 years old, I was holding a carrot in my hand, running around the house with Moses chasing me, which is my dog, and I'm saying, "There's a wolf chasing me!" over and over again for hours. and I would get so tired. I would finally let him eat the carrot, and then I would get a drink, and I would get another one. And I've just been chasing for like almost a whole day. So, my mom has a lot of videos of me when I was very little. Oh, and my sister, too. My sister is 4 years old. She is named Mabel. I think that's one of the most prettiest names I could ever hear. You know why? Because she's my little sister. I would do anything for her. And I would do anything for my mom and my dad and the rest of my family. And my best friend, Ella Struess. I live pretty close to her. We go to the same school. I'm almost in third grade. Well, it's summer now, so next year. But then, well, I'm 8. I'm getting baptized in like a week. Isn't that amazing? So, yeah. Well, yeah. If you want to meet my little sister, I can have her speak to you if you'd like. Maybe later in this podcast. So, I have no more to talk about my life story. Okay, am I kidding? I have tons to talk about. So, later, when I was, well, I think like 7. Yeah. Actually, not just 7. I make a lot of mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Right? Am I right? Maybe no one makes mistakes. No, everybody makes mistakes. Except Jesus. He never made mistakes. So we want to try to be more like him. So, yeah. I hope you could just try. At least try. So, you might be wondering if you want to hear just a teensy bit of my singing voice. Do you? Okay, fine. Don't act like you're big, huge fans, okay? Okay, so one of my favorite songs is Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. I'll tell you more about that song after I sing just a teensy bit of it. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. So, I woke up this morning, rising with the shining sun. Three little birds pitched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. This is saying, this is my message to you. So, I hope you like that. If you've ever heard that song, it's the best song that I could ever listen to. I hope you really like it too. So, but then, I'll tell you more about that song and my life. That song is part of my life, and I will never forget that song. You know why? Because it was my uncle's great favorite song, like the best song ever to him. So, yeah. But then, I just... Well, that reminds me. Well, it reminds me of him, Nick. He died. Well, he can't just die for no reason. No one shot him or anything. He died because of drugs. He got addicted on drugs. I really miss him. I wish I could have met him. We have 1,000 pictures of him. So, yeah. He got addicted. Then, close to Easter, like, he died. Like, because he left an Easter egg. Because my dad is Nick's brother, so he... So he, how do I explain this? So, like, they like to make fun of my grandma. Her name is Tammy Parkinson. We call her Grandma Pork. I don't know why. She thinks it's a cute name. I love it! Because she loves pigs, and pork comes from pig soup. Yeah. Anyways, so they make fun of her sometimes. Well, they used to, but my dad still does. So, Nick left an Easter egg. Like, I think it was on Easter morning. So, my dad was out in the Philippines, and Nick left an Easter egg, like, with a note saying, like, "You're so old," in it, or something, like, mean, like, funny like that. In an egg for Grandma Pork, or Tammy Parkinson. So, yeah, and she saw it, and then she saw that Nick was downstairs, because they had to lock him in a thing, like, it looks like a little mini jail, because it has bars. He said to lock him down there, himself down there, because he doesn't want to go upstairs and get drugs. So they locked him in there and brought him food. So then she saw that Easter egg. Then she went on downstairs to check on him. And she found out that he was dead. But then, well, my dad, she called my dad, but he was in the Philippines with my other uncle on his mission. So then, he was super sad. There were no airplanes back to America, Utah, Salt Lake City. But then, so yeah. But then they finally found one. And when they got on the plane, guess what song was playing? "Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright." That song was playing. "Three Little Birds" by Bob Marley was playing. Because it was like a miracle, but a sad miracle. They were crying the whole way home, especially my dad. He was probably pouring. So, yeah. I just hope, especially on Nick's birthday. He gets really sad those days. Really sad. So, yeah. So, then, that's pretty much what, well, Nick's story. So, I hope that his spirit visits me someday. So, yeah. Sorry, that music is coming from my garage. We have a garage, pretty much like everyone, and my dad's working on it, and he put, like, 5 speakers there at the garage. So, yeah. you about my family. They are great. My family's great. So, yeah. So, now I'm going to introduce you to Mabel. Let's go call Mabel out. Mabel is a joyful girl. Mabel is the best girl. She is a good girl. She's naughty, but she's great. Oh yes, she's loving, she's caring, she shares. She always is nice. Well, not always, but I still love her so much. How about we go see her outside? Mabel! Say hi.
Hi!
Hi! Hi, I'm Mabel. She is a joyful girl. I love her so much. I hope that... I just hope she never gets older. She's naughty, which makes her amazing. She is very, very talented. She writes her own songs, but they're not songs. Like, they are songs, but they're not songs. Like, they are a totally different kind of song. So, her songs are, she's just so talented. I just think that she is so talented. My dad's talented, so I think I got the gift of piano and music from my dad, because my dad plays guitar. So, yeah, he has two guitars, and I used to play ukulele. Oh, and I can play a little bit of the drums. Just a little bit. Because I went once to this, like, music store, and I kind of learned how to play drums. Well, they were electric drums. So, yeah. And so I'm hoping to go back to that store and buy, and learn some more. So, I just hope that all great things happen. But, let's talk about more of life. So, and love, of course, love. So, love isn't just like someone when you kiss and hug. Love is, you have to actually show it. Like, show how much you love them. Don't just make them a card, give them a hug and kiss. You gotta actually show it. Gotta do whatever they say when they need you. You need to actually show. Okay? Like, you can show how much you love math to your math teacher. Like, you can show her that. You can tell her that. That 1 plus 1 equals 2. And 10 plus 10 equals 20. So, you can tell her how much. You can tell her, but you can actually show her. I can show my Spanish teacher how I like, how I love Spanish. And I can show you too. Which, like, is this. I'll say something in Spanish. Kind of like a poem or something. I don't know.
Hola. Mi nombre es Scarlett. Yo es 8 años y me gusta español mucho. Español es mi favorito parte del día en el escuela. Porque yo aprender y muchos niños de mí y yo me gustó mucho de el clase de español porque español es un favorito. So, yeah, I can speak a teensy-weensy bit of Spanish. If that sounds a lot like a Spanish to you, so yeah, I can literally hear my dad's music from outside. Sounds like there's a huge truck passing by or something. My dad is crazy. Because he loves music. So, yeah. Let's talk more about my family. I didn't really get to talk about more of my mom and me. Oh, and my dog. If you want to hear about my dog. So, yeah. Okay. I'll show you my... So, I'll just talk about me and my mom. I already talked to you about my sister and my dad. So let's talk to you about, let's see, how about, let's see, my mom, I love her. She's the best. My dad says if I ever be mean to her, big trouble. I mean big trouble. I'm serious. You do not want to be mean to my mom, or else my dad will be very mad at you. That sounds more like me, but blah, 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 blah. So, my dog. I went through 3 dogs. Remember Moses? The one who had cancer? Died at the age of 7. And then... Dot. She had a lot of freckles. And just spots of blackness. So yeah. She passed away because of kidney failure. That's where one of your organs in your body doesn't work anymore, so it makes you die. That's pretty sad. So, and now we have Malone. He is still here with us. He is on the cover of this podcast. He's a cute little doggy. So, he is just cute. Malone has 2 little circle eyebrows that are brown. Ha, they're so cute. And there's like 2 like lines by his chin that are brown too. And he has 2 black ears, a nose that's black, and then there's like a big spot that goes down from his nose onto his mouth. Like, that's black. And then he has cute, adorable eyes. And then he has a jazz collar. We are a big fan of jazz. Like, jazz, the Utah Jazz, and the Utah Utes. Oh, boo, bot, BYU. We hate BYU. No offense. Okay, that's it for this episode on my podcast. Bye.
Hi, this is Scarlett. Today I'm going to be doing this little episode of the podcast about my gift of music. So, yeah. I'm going to play just about 3 songs for you to show you how I have the gift of music. So, yeah. I hope that you just have fun listening to this piano music. So, yeah. So, this is just one little episode about my gift of music, not just piano. Just, I'll tell you my whole music story. Kind of it is in the first episode called Scarlet Letty's Story. So, that's, but I don't think it has been, like, sent out to the world yet. Published. So, yet. Neither than this one. It will take a long time. So, yeah. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's just do this so we can get it over with. Let's do this. Here we go. Songs I like to play. So if you go to church, this might be a little song that you might have heard called I Am a Child of God. I'm a Child of God, and have you ever heard Star Shining Brightly? Well, I can do that one too. A really good song. So yeah. What song should be next? Oh, this is a very good song. So on my piano, here we go. Thank you. things better. So, that was it. Hope you liked it. But then, there's singing. In my first episode, there are three little birds that I sang a little bit of. And now I'm going to sing a little bit of Rolling in the Deep by Adele. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and see me out and I'll let your ship bear. So, now I'll do a little bit more fast forwarding into the song. Could have had it all, rolling in the deep. So, yeah, that's just a little, but yeah. So that was, I have a little gift of music. It's just boring with me because my dad plays the guitar and the ukulele, and he plays much more. Like, I don't know, that I don't even know about. So, yeah, this is my little music video. Bye.